第103课.
There I was, stuck on a lonely road 50 miles from home, after I was stupid enough to lock myself out of my car. It was dark and not a house in sight. A fine kettle of fish, I tell you. He left a fine kettle of fish behind. We couldn't find out what our money had been spent for. We couldn't tell which members had paid their dues, and the rent wasn't paid. What a mess. Hey, Joseph, you know I'd sure like to help you raise money for the Red Cross, but I have other fish to fry. I'm chairman of the committee to raise money to fix the roof on my church. Honey, they want me to run for Congress, but I said no. I have other fish to fry. I need all my time for my business so I can retire when I reach 50, and we can move to Hawaii.
第104课.
Harry is working hard to butter up the boss to get that promotion. The funny thing is, if he worked as hard at his job as he does at buttering up people, he'd have a better chance to get what he's after. I believe some people are simply born with the talent of buttering up people. Don't you think I haven't tried? I did, but I felt so awkward about flattering people. So I've given up a long time ago. I hate to sound like a nitpicker, but I found a comma missing in your third paragraph, and another comma missing down in the 10th paragraph. Let's try to be more careful from now on. My baby sister Carol said that most of her classmates like her taste and compliment her every time she wears a new dress. The nitpicker who criticizes her is her best friend Laura. My sister thinks that Laura is simply jealous of her.
第105课.
My opponent's plan is nothing but smoke and mirrors. He's simply pulled his numbers out of the air to make it look like he can balance the budget without new taxes. I told Mark about my plan to merge with a company in New York and asked his help. He promised to do all he could and even offered some ideas, but this was all smoke and mirrors. He bought that New York company himself last week. What a nasty trick. I flew out to Los Angeles when I heard this company wanted to buy $1 million worth of our equipment, but it turned out to be a bum steer, just a rumor spread by one of our competitors to make trouble for us. I really feel sorry for Mary. She moved all the way from San Francisco to New York, believing that Frank would marry her, as he promised. But his promise was a pure bum steer. Mary found out he's already married and has 2 kids. This big oil company thought there might be a lot of oil in the ground under our farm. They drilled 3 wells, but got nothing out of them but dirt. So all our dreams of being millionaires went up in smoke. I was all set to go to medical school next September, but Dad's company suddenly went bankrupt, and it's too late to apply for a student loan. I'm afraid my dream of being a doctor has just gone up in smoke. That man talks about how glad he was to retire at age 45 and enjoy himself, but it's just a smokescreen to hide the fact he got fired from his job and can't find another. Sam's been telling everybody his wife is having an affair, but we think this is nothing but a smokescreen for his plan to divorce her for a younger woman and save paying her a lot of alimony.
第107课.
Who would imagine somebody like Lee could even graduate from college, confined to a wheelchair? Now he's going to America all by himself. Nobody could feel more on top of the world right now. I really admire Alice. 30 years of hard work raising kids. Her youngest son just got married, and all her children are doing well. She tells me she's on top of the world now for the first time in her life. Sorry, I can't give you the exact figure off the top of my head, but I guess the percentage of working women in the American labor force right now is about, oh, say, 47%. You know, I didn't study for this English quiz, so when the teacher called my name, I was frozen. Then, standing up to recite the poem, I found myself doing it off the top of my head. Can you believe that?
第108课.
For many years, Dr. Henry Kissinger has been a top banana in American foreign policy. He is no longer in public office, but plenty of people still listen to his advice. George Burns had been on the stage all his life before he died at the age of 100. The newspaper said George Burns finally said good night for good. He'll always be remembered as one of the top bananas in the world of comedy. Do you know how Mr. Iacocca got to be the top brass at the Chrysler Auto Company? He was the one most willing to pick up and try new ideas, and these took him all the way to the top. See that guy selecting potato chips over there? Don't mistake him as an ordinary person like you and me. He's the top brass in our company, with the power to hire or fire anybody in the whole outfit.